someone say earlier. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yes. Yes.
Whom shall I fear?
Yes.
I heard someone say that the Lord is the strength of my life.
Hallelujah.
Of whom shall I be afraid? That's what I heard this morning. I heard somebody say this morning that when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and failed. I heard somebody say this morning that though an enemy may camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Then I heard some people responding to the word of God, and it just encouraged my heart because I was wondering why in the book of Romans 8, I heard another voice say in verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us,
right back to you.
This is one word. Who?
Who?
Who? down there, little boss wanna come in there and make you think that they in charge of your day. And then my spirit will remind me, ooh.
Go for.
When you realize that no matter what hell presents to you, isn't a woman who went to have a baby look the same way coming out the hospital that she went in. Y'all ever seen it? Y'all ever seen a good-looking woman after a baby? Y'all ever seen that? The ladies want to say that mess. Some of us didn't come out with our complexion changed. Complexion actually changed. Lord, them poor husbands. I feel sorry for Carolyn because I know I didn't look the same to myself. I was hoping he'd take me home, but I was looking a mess after having two sons. And I'm sharing that because if we can go in the delivery room, in labor means you have a fight. Okay? And every woman who's here understands that the fight is that you have to push something into the world. Because it can't stay on the inside. So the fight is that you're going against yourself to push something into the world. So I want you to comprehend that when you sit in the house of God, and not only in the house of God, but even in your own home, you ought to understand there's some work that has to be done. And we're busy cleaning up the kitchen, mopping the floors, making sure the bathroom's straight. We all own the house. And God want to know when you're going to fix up. What you gonna do with your house? We looking good when we walk out. We making sure we're dressed right, we're clean and whatever, we smell good, but God is waiting on us. Well, when you gonna take care of the spirit? When are you gonna take care of your physical, spiritual house? When are you gonna look at your life and understand that if you don't get yourself together, that the enemy is crouching at your door. He's waiting to pounce in. He's waiting to take your children. He's waiting to take everything from you. He is actually standing at your door. And if you don't get some of that clutter from your door, you will not see the enemy crouching at your door. When are you going to see that you're not here just because you want to come to church, but you're here because there's a battle going on? And that battle is fierce. It is hot. And the enemy is really after the souls of God's children.
Yes, he is.
Lord have mercy. He's battling to snatch from you everything that God has provided. And if you're not careful while you're being cute, you will not be able to discern the word of the enemy. Because really, in the house of the Lord, let me show you how easy it is. The enemy will sit right beside you. And you playing hard, the musicians playing hard, the praise team got it going high. And the enemy sit right beside you. What you think about that dress today? The enemy will sit. You know that bill is due as soon as you get off the church.
My God.
The enemy will sit right beside you, and whisper to you.
Yeah.
Huh? Wonder what they did with the money they took in last week.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy will sit right beside you after coming to the house of the Lord. You can say what you want to say. She can just roll her eyes at you. The enemy will come in softly and actually distract you from why you got up this morning to come to the house of the Lord. Why? Because if you got a whole lot of junk on your mind, then there's a battle going on the inside of you. And if you're not careful, the enemy will win. Why? Because you're listening to him instead of releasing the battle. I don't know about you, but when I come in the sanctuary, I come in, and whatever was ailing me from Chesapeake to Hertford, when I come in here, I am in the house of the Lord. I'm in the house of my strength. I'm in the house where there's a river in this place that will not run dry. I'm in a house where there's a fountain. All I have to do is drink from the fountain. Whatever I need, I'm in a complicated, man. It should be easy. So, Father, I just run over to you and tell you, see? You see him, Lord? See, many times, things that we're praying for will not surface. Why? Because God wants you to acknowledge what you're going through. Isn't that right? We try to act like, well, I'm not going through anything, and the devil is riding you like crazy. Lord, have mercy. Somebody in here remember when you were a child and you would be getting beat up at the playground, around the corner, at the neighbor's house. You suffered for a long period of time. You know why? Because you didn't want to say that. Then you had a nerve when you grown, want to mention that at the dinner table, and think somebody will feel sorry for you. And your family said, what is it in the world? Why did you tell us you didn't want to go to Aunt Sue's house? Why did you tell us your cousins were beating you up? Why did you tell us they tied your neck to the bed? Why did you tell us that you were being abused and assaulted? Why didn't you tell someone? We would have been right there for you. God is saying the same thing today. When are you going to stand up and tell God about your situation? When are you going to stand up for yourself? Why? Because you're part of the battle and you're supposed to be one of the soldiers in your own circumstances. When are we going to do what we're supposed to do? Because when you stand up for your children, when you tell the devil, oh no, she's not yours, I didn't have her for you. And she might act like she's living for you now. That's because she don't know any better. But I'm going into my place and I'm going to pray about that thing. That's why there is power. There's power in the lips of the saints. And I'm going to use the power that God has given me. And even though you might be strung out on drugs today, but I'm going to the Lord. I'm going to talk to God about those drugs. I'm going to ask the Lord to dry you up, to clean you out. I'm going to ask the Lord to do a miracle in your life. Because he can do anything but fail. And he's waiting on me to come to him. So I don't know about you, but I made up my mind today that I got to go to God. Talk to him about some church members that's scared all the time. I got to ask the Lord, Lord, can you give them an extra measure of faith and an extra measure of courage, Lord? Lord, can you go to their house and do a miracle in the midst of their service? And Lord, prove yourself who you are to your own children. Why? Because I've done everything I know to do. Now, God, they need somebody bigger than I. I thought about the fact maybe your circumstances require someone bigger than you. Isn't that amazing? You ever know how to turn your children over to God? Because you've been the best mother, the best father. But now you recognize that your best still was not good enough. So maybe I need to run to God and say, Lord, I've done everything I knew to do. We need to be like the woman with the issue of blood. She spent all her money. And then once she had spent every dime, then she understood, let me go to Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. And because he's in the street, maybe he's a better goblin than the other ones I had. I don't have any money to give him, but I can still go to him. The Bible says that she went down low, she bent down, and all she needed was to touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible said the hemorrhage stopped immediately. And Jesus was woken up, who touched me? Who touched me? To take her circumstances to God. When are you going to take yours? When are you going to take your children there? Your circumstances, your finances, everything. When are you going to take it to God? Some of us need to take our spouses to the Lord. Lord, I've been the best spouse I know. Still ain't good enough. Lord, have mercy. If I'm going to get better, because you made me better, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Or maybe, Lord, you can just impress upon my spouse that I'm okay. Whatever it takes, Lord. Why? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Now, what is the love of Christ? Lord, have mercy. The love of Christ is someone that loved you so much that they actually went to hell and back to Savior. What is the love of Christ? The love of Christ is someone who was in a mansion up in the sky, ruling with his father in a mighty holy city. But he looked down and saw us. What is love? That he looked down and saw us. Lord have mercy. What is the love of Christ? The love of Christ is that, that's that love that when you know you're wrong, he comes to you, hook you in.
Thank you, Lord.
When you know you're done sinning, he's here to acquit you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, the love of Christ is different from the love of man, because we love you by circumstance. Yes. Let's go ahead and tell the truth. We preach unconditional love, but I tell you, if I would do some things in here, y'all kick me out at 2 o'clock. Already know. Why? Because of that conditional love. Is she all right? We love her long she ain't right. But Jesus has the ability to love us beyond whether or not we acted right. And that's what I love about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus knows who he is. Jesus knows that he can deliver me of the situation that's caused my problem for others. Jesus understands all I have to do is give a mind and peace. All I got to do is visit. She can change in a second. Why? Not because she can change of her, on her own accord, but she can change because I'm Jesus.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
She can be one way one minute, but when I step into her life, she can change in a split second.
Hallelujah.
Ask the man that was in the cemetery who could not change according to his neighboring friends. He was so terrible, the Bible says, that they actually chained him. And many times he broke the chains. The Bible said he was naked. The Bible says he's full of demons, unable to control anything in his life. And all of a sudden, Jesus is walking through the cemetery. And Jesus was so pure, so good. Now this is the real thing. Now anytime you so good that the devil see you coming. Okay? Now let's look at it now. Now the man didn't cry out, hey, how you doing? No. The devils in him cried out to Jesus, begging Jesus, will you spare us?
That's right. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Now if he did it then, he can do it now.
Yes.
That's who you serve. That's who Jesus is. Some of us have graveyard circumstances going on in our home. And all we got to do is invite Jesus in.
Amen.
Jesus, can you drop by my home? Or maybe it's not your home, maybe it's your children's home. You know, you've been there so much. Trying to help. Till you realize they're so tired that you're not welcome anymore. So now that you know as a parent or grandparent, you're not welcome anymore. They love what you did, but they don't want you coming into their mess anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody know. You know how it is when your children not living right? And you've been preaching. And because they're not delivered yet, the demons in them are saying, oh, don't level in this house. I'm not going to take it. So what do you do in this thing called war? You go and you find your corner, your closet, and go ahead and tell the truth, Lord, I'm not welcome anymore. I don't preach, but I hear the demons crying out, don't let in that door. Don't cut the lights off. Don't answer the door. Don't even let grandma in here now. Because we're not ready for grandma. Why? Because what we're doing on the inside, she don't need to see. Let's go ahead and tell the truth. She don't need to see that now because you know she's going to preach again and again and again. But it's the demons within them that's causing them to say the things that they really don't know what they're saying. See, we got to understand that those of us who have people in our families that are not receptive to us only because their eyes have not been blessed, that the scales will come off of their eyes so they can see why they need Jesus. But that's no reason that we give up. We just go to the Father and say, Lord, I come to you because I need you to walk through the house that they don't want me to come in. And Lord, when you get there, I pray that the demons will cry out.
Yes,
I pray that they'll cry out so they'll get out.
Yes.
I pray that they'll recognize you, Father. Why? Because, Father, I have invested time, and you even more than I have, into my children and my children's children's lives. And, Father, I don't want anybody losing their soul. Why? Because you said, if there was one in the house, the whole house would be made whole.
Thank you.
And then what is